Here comes the Border Patrol.
On the Mexican border, the Canadian border, the Pacific coast, the Atlantic coast, the Gulf of Mexico. The Border Patrol is on the job, guarding our 12,000 miles of boundaries by land and sea, by day and night. Uncle Sam's sentinels. Secure in our own homes, we may forget that our vast frontiers present many geographical problems of national defense, problems which the Border Patrol is meeting and solving every day and night. Let's get acquainted with this adventurous group of men. Let's see how they accomplish such a tremendous task. Tonight we take you to the Niagara Falls Border Patrol Station, where several years ago, Officers Lum and Pepperman hear about ghost walking.
Now, you take it, Pepperman.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, how are you, Warden?
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, of course I remember him. Well, I hope he's learned his lesson. Thanks for letting us know.
And as a prison warden.
Peg-Leg Barnes is out of the cooler.
Mm.
Finished his term yesterday. Remember him?
Peg-Leg Barnes? Did anybody around here ever forget him? Always thinking up something new, something different to get aliens across the border.
Oh, what a headache he was.
Yeah, this is where the last stretch was 5 years. He ought to be a pretty repentant man by now.
Peg-Leg?
Don't fool yourself, Pepperman. It'll take a couple of weeks for him to get back in his stride, and man, look out. He'll figure out something we've never heard of before.
Haven't got much faith in Peg Leg, have you, Lum?
Not that, baby. He sure was a mean customer. Gave us plenty of trouble before we were able to catch him with the goods. You know, he only knows one way to make a living. Smuggling aliens. He'll do it again, too.
Well, it'll be some time before he can round up another gang, so let's not worry about him for a couple of weeks. I gotta get back to this report.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning to you. The sign on the door says as plain as the nose on me face that this is the Border Patrol. Is it right I am?
Certainly, madam. Officer Lum at your service. The man over there is Patrol Inspector Pepperman.
Well, it's glad to know you, I'm sure. Your name is Mrs. O'Keefe.
Hello.
O'Keefe, glad to know you.
And may I sit down, sir?
Oh, yes, of course. Excuse me. Here you are.
It's that flustered I am. You've never in all your born days believed.
Well, just what is it you want to see us about?
Ghosts. What? That's nothing to laugh at all at all. I'm telling you the plain, honest truth. Ghosts I saw and ghosts there was.
Well, but I don't see what the Border Patrol has to do with...
You're supposed to stop people coming in over the border, ain't you now?
Well, if they have no right to be in the United States, why, yes.
And can you tell me what right ghosts have in the United States of America? I say none at all. It's up to you to stop them.
You mean to say you saw ghosts coming over the border?
Right over the river. The place below the falls. On that terrible ice bridge. No human could get across alive, I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm afraid you've come to the wrong place, Mrs. O'Keefe. Our job is to stop aliens from coming into the country, not...
Aliens or not, it's up to you men to stop them. It's your duty. Why, for all you know, they may have been alien ghosts.
Oh. Maybe she's got something there.
Well, what do you mean?
Alien ghosts. Niagara River. Below the falls where the ice bridge forms.
Oh, but ghosts. Come on, pull yourself together, Pepperman. If you're not careful, you'll be seeing things, too.
No.
This is the Immigration Border Patrol, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Anything we can do for you?
They're like policemen, aren't they, honey? Only they have green uniforms.
Well, this is my wife. We're Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
We're here for our honeymoon.
Oh, and you want to go to Canada, is that it?
Oh, no, sir. Mrs. Smith and I, we like it here. I just wanted Mrs. Smith wanted to know if you ever heard of ghosts crossing the river.
Ghosts?
I told her she was seeing things. That's why I came here. Now, you men know everything that goes on around the border, don't you?
Well, pretty near everything, but ghosts are sort of out of our lives.
There, I told you, Snookum. There's nothing to worry about.
But I saw them just as plain. They were there, moving on the river.
Well, when was it you saw these ghosts?
Last night. We were just walking along.
Uh-huh. Snowed last night, didn't it?
Oh, Snooky and I, we just love to walk in the snow.
Well, what did these ghosts look like?
Oh, well, like ghosts. White and sort of squidgy around the edges. I didn't see them awful plain.
It couldn't have been the snow drifting on the river.
Well, that's what I told her. Oh, it must have been the snow and all. She was just seeing things.
Well, I'm sure that was it. Don't you worry, Mrs. Smith. We've never heard of any ghosts around Niagara Falls, and I doubt seriously if there are any.
There now.
Oh, I feel much better. And I had a silly thing to bother you, busy man. I'm awful sorry.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. Just don't worry, Mrs. Smith.
Well, thank you, sir.
Don't mention it.
Well, two ghost stories in one day.
Well, it might be some gag, somebody trying to scare us away from the river. But I don't scare that easy.
Yeah, it's too much of a coincidence. Ghosts. You'd think Mrs. O'Keefe would know better. She must be used to seeing the snow and fog and ice glaciers. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Hello, boy.
What's doing?
Oh, nothing, right, Chief.
You heard about the ghosts prowling around the river last night?
Hey, now don't tell me you've heard of them, too.
Poor Chief.
Well, go ahead and laugh. The story's going all over town. Some people are scared, and some think it's a big joke. Nevertheless, I went to the river where these ghosts were supposed to be. What do you think I found?
Well, you got me.
I found a thin, grayish line across the ice bridge. Always thought it was impassable with those caverns and peaks of ice. But that line looked as though somebody had crossed it.
A track along the ice bridge, huh? No fooling?
I saw it with my own eyes. A track beginning on the Canadian side and coming up on the United States bank. Now, beginning tonight, we'll keep a close watch on that spot on the river. You know, and I know, and everybody else knows, that ghosts don't leave tracks.
Plum, Pepperman, keep close together. Don't take any chances. Now, here's the trail I told you about.
I can't see any more than 2 feet ahead of me. Flashlight wouldn't do it.
Even if I dared use it. We can't afford to have anybody spot us.
We just have to get along the best we can. Maybe a nice ghost will jump out of this mess.
Wouldn't that be something? Wonder if it'll be an alien ghost or a native of the good old USA.
I wonder how a ghost would go about getting a citizenship paper.
Hey, tell us.
Hear anything?
Well, maybe it's the wind. Or the ice breaking up.
It's too cold for ice to break up.
What are you doing on your hands and knees, Pepperman?
I'm trying to find out how many ghosts made this track.
What do you see?
One set of tracks. Deep. Pretty deep. Probably made by more than one man. Probably three of them. You know, stepping the same set of footprints.
Indian style.
That's the only way they could keep from falling into the crevices and getting lost around these ice banks.
Whoever's pulling this trick knows the river pretty well. Otherwise, they'd never get across alive.
Oh, it's live ghosts we're looking for now, huh?
Hey, listen.
I hear something coming closer.
Yeah, get ready, boys. I'll push ahead.
Okay.
Look out, Henny! A ghost! He's got a cloud! Look out!
No, you don't. You're not just in time.
Oh, stop! Get that man!
I'm better off this. Don't do it! Don't do it!
Keep your hands up.
Three ghosts! Hey, there's the other one!
You have to come and get me. Go after that man.
I'll keep these three covered. Hey, you, Holt! We're getting off the trail. Be careful. Ice hole. There he is. Everything
is all dressed
in white.
Oh!
Look at him. He's
going to be
down to that crevice.
Hey, you,
look out! Look out, Holt! Hey! Come on, go after him. Come on, we got to go down.
Help!
Help
me! Help me!
Hold on to the
sucker,
Mike. I'll try to
keep him up. Hurry up and squeeze me
down. Here, grab him on my arm. Come on now.
Help me.
Come on.
Help me.
Don't lose your balance,
gentlemen.
Okay. I got him. I got him now. Now, pull together now. One, two,
three.
Oh, and rest of the skin. Sign my feet. Help.
Here, take my coat.
Now, where's that trail now? We don't want to slip into another one of those ice holes.
Okay.
Over here.
No, we don't. We're not going for Canada. You come over here. We're going to help you finish your trip to the USA. Hold on to him, Lum.
Hey! Keep hey!
Yeah.
Where are you? Hello!
Come on.
Wait. He's limping. Did you get hurt?
What are you saying?
Huh. Congenial cuss, isn't it?
We see you, Chief!
Okay, come on, you. Come on.
Nearly lost my voice yelling. Now you got him, eh?
Yeah.
Handcuff these birds together.
Okay, honey. Hey, look.
What's the matter?
Their hands. Almost cut to pieces.
He made us climb over the ice. No gloves.
Took our money. He pointed his gun at us and made us go. We wanted to turn back.
Oh, okay. Get your first aid kits out and bandage their hands, Peppermint.
Right, Chief. Yeah, this will fix you up till we get to headquarters.
That's mighty clever. White painter's overalls, white jackets, and
hey,
white caps.
Get me someplace first, Walt.
Hey, mister. You're hurt.
I need you.
Why, his leg. It's broken. Want to see how bad he is hurt.
Here, roll up his top. Hey, it's a wooden leg.
If I hadn't had to jump into that crevice.
Throw your flashlight on him.
Peg leg Barnes.
Go, walk. Peppermint, Lum, and Haney take the three men and Peg leg Barnes to the city lockup. The next morning, none the worse for their adventure, the three Border Patrol officers meet at the station to draw up their report.
Well, I thought you'd catch your death out there, Peppermint, giving Peg leg Barnes a coat off your back.
Well, not even a sniffle this morning. Takes more than that to make me...
Well, hold everything, boys. Must be a report from police headquarters. Hello? Yeah. How are they, Sergeant? Hey, you don't say. Now, wait till I tell the boys. The three men we picked up were escaped convicts.
What do you know about that?
Yeah. Well, how's Peg leg? What? What? He thought up the ghost walking himself, huh? He just missed becoming a real ghost. Yeah. Okay, I'll tell him. I'll see you later. Goodbye. Now, here's the latest on Peg leg, boys. He's mad as hop.
Well, I think he would be, getting caught 2 days after being released from jail.
Yeah, that doesn't bother him.
Well, what is it?
He says he would have been able to get away last night if his wooden leg hadn't cracked. Now he claims we've got to get him a new one.
In recent times, you've heard about soldiers using white uniforms as camouflage while crossing snow and ice. But as many years ago, that smugglers attempted to use this method to make themselves invisible along the Niagara River. Ghost walking is only one of the fiendishly clever methods used by these smugglers of aliens to evade the law. However, ghost walking is now so well known that special methods have been devised to make this system of smuggling most unpopular. In other words, the Border Patrol does not believe in ghosts.